In today's halacha, we're going to discuss the laws of how to clean for chametz from the areas that are required to be cleaned, as we already discussed in previous lessons. On the outset, this question seems a little puzzling and strange, as what do you mean, how do you clean for chametz? That's not a halachic question, it seems, but more of a question of practicality. You take soap, take a cloth, you scrub, you clean, and that's it. So in truth, let's give a little introduction to understand this question properly. The same way that the Chachamim, the sages, said and told us and directed us which rooms and which areas are required to be cleaned for chametz based on the requirements that we stated, they also stated how it's supposed to be done. And the way they said it's supposed to be done is through the light of a candle at night, that you're supposed to go with the light of a candle at night and look for chametz in all the areas that they require to be checked. That is how halachically you fulfill the mitzvah of cleaning for chametz. So the question is then, why do we do all the cleaning beforehand of the scrubbing and the mopping and the cleaning if all we have to do is just check with a candle? So this is based on a halacha brought down in 433, 38 in the Alter Rebbe, that one is required to prepare the areas for the bedika by cleaning them first. Because how can you do a bedika with a candle at night to an area that's dirty and full of filth? How are you going to see if there's chametz there? So therefore, first we pre-clean all the areas, we sweep them, we mop them, etc. And then afterwards we go with a candle and we search to make sure there's no chametz there. Based on this, however, the question is asked. We all know that on the night of Bdikas Chametz, the night of the 14th, many of us have never seen our parents, and ourselves as well, go ahead and check every single area that was obligated in Bdika. For example, the fridge. There's no place more than the refrigerator that has Chametz. We cleaned it super well, but did we fulfill the Takana of Chachamim to check it with a candle at night? Not necessarily, a lot of us don't. So how can we do such a thing? How can our cleaning uproot the Takana institution of checking with a candle at night? And there's many examples of the like. In many homes, people just, on the night of the 14th, say the bracha of Albir Chametz, take the candle, look in the corners, look on the floor. But to take out clothing from closets, to take out things from drawers that they already cleaned, they don't do that. So the question is this mutter or not? The answer is as follows. From the dry letter of the law, every area that's chayv to be cleaned for Pesach, the obligation is essentially not to clean it, but to check it. And therefore, you have to check it at night with a candle or with a flashlight. A flashlight is also valid, as we'll discuss in laws of Bedikas Chametz. You don't have to use a candle, you can use a flashlight, etc. But you have to check it at night with a candle, with a flashlight, to make sure there's no chametz there. And if you didn't do it, then it's as if you didn't do Bedikah to that area. So you may have cleaned it, but you didn't do Bedikah. However, even though this is the simple application from many poskim, and that is from the ruling of the Mechaber in 433.11, the Magen Avraham 433.20, the Alter Rebbe in 433.39, the Mishnah Berurah in 433.45, and many different svarim of today of Hilchas Pesach, such as Sefer HaKashrus and Nitei Gavriel and Piskei Tshuvos, and many other svarim, all bring that this is what you have to do. And through discussing with different Rabbani Anash, I discovered that this was also done by many, many Rabbanim amongst Anash. Rav Lando writes that this was the custom of the Rebbe Rashab that once occurred, that they cleaned thoroughly well the Pesach room, which was used to store all the Pesach goods a few days before Pesach. And the Rebbe Rashab asked Rav Yaakov Lando, did you do Bedika there? And he said, why does it need Bedika? We scrubbed and cleaned everything. There's nothing there. And he told him to take everything out and do Bedika in the room. So clearly Rabbi Sein and Nisiyen were makbid in doing it the way it's supposed to be done. And many Rabbani Anash also, this is the way they personally do it, and this is the way they told me that you're supposed to do it. But there are poskim that are melamed zchus that justify the custom of the masses that do not do bedikas chametz to the fridge and to all these other places that have been cleaned. So writes the Eimak Halacha 143, the Chochma Shlemiah 433, and the basis of their heter is as follows. The Chachamim gave you an option of not doing a thorough cleaning, a mere sweeping and then checking at night. But if you went above and beyond and cleaned and scrubbed with soap and bleach and everything, and there's no chance there's chametz, you did even better than what they established. They didn't establish you to go that far. You went above and beyond that far. So, you know, there's no reason to require to go back at night and check with the candle, as you did a much better job of cleaning. And there's no chance of chametz there. So that is the limud zchus. Practically, it's best for every single person to try to be machmer in this if they're able. And we're going to give now very simple eights of how to do it. On the onset, it sounds very puzzling. How are we supposed to clean the entire house for chametz? Check with a candle on the night of the 14th, the entire house, take out things from the fridge. It's impossible. So because of this, what the Rabbanim do and what's suggested to be done is that bedikas chametz can be done any night before Pesach, even tonight. All you have to do is take a flashlight or a candle, look after you finish cleaning the area, look to make sure there's no chametz there, and that's it. You fulfilled your mitzvah, l'mahadrin min ha-manahadrin, and you don't have to go ahead and do it again the night of the 14th. Because min ha-din, you can check all areas even prior to the night of the 14th, of course without a bracha, as the bracha is only made the night of the 14th. So practically, for example, if you clean the drawer for chametz, so before you put the things back in the drawer, wait till it's nighttime, take a flashlight, look inside, make sure it's clean, and you fulfilled the mitzvah of bedikas chametz according to all the opinions and according to the way it was done by Rabbi Seinu Nasi.